Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Where are you?
Jonathan! 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 Jonathan, I'm right here!
Nancy! Nancy!
Come on! Jonathan, where are you? Jonathan! Jonathan! Jonathan, I'm right here!
I'm right here! I'm right here! Nancy! Just follow my voice!
Jonathan!
Follow my voice, Nancy! I'm right here! Nancy! Nancy!
Stranger Things, the greatest show alive. All we can do is wait for season 5. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club. Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
Again, you're gone. a different path than mine. I'm left behind, wondering if I should follow. You had to go, and of course it's always fine. I probably could catch up with you tomorrow. But is this what it feels like to be growing apart? When did I become the one who's always chasing your heart? Now I turn around and find I am lost in the woods. North is south, right is left.
Greetings, stranger friends,
and welcome back
to the Stranger Danger Book Club,
where today I will be discussing issue one of Tales from Hawkins. I am very excited to check this comic out and talk about it, and I thought it would be fun to do each issue as its own singular thing. Because as far as I know, each issue is its own story, its own like little micro story, not a series, not a mini series like the 4-issue mini series I've always kind of done in the past. That being said, there is something else that I'm excited to be reading. I haven't started it yet, but I swear I thought I bought this earlier. The Eddie Munson Flight of Icarus, which I can't wait to play a little Iron Maiden during that episode, because Flight of Icarus is an amazing Iron Maiden song. If you go to YouTube and go Flight of Icarus, Iron Maiden live, like from the last 5 years, the stage presence these old British guys do on stage with flamethrowers and things over there, like flying angels and, or not flying, flying Icarus, giant inflatables. It's incredible. And that song is just one of my favorites. It's been one of my favorites for decades. But that's not why. That's next time. That's next time. That's the next book club. I did buy it. I thought I bought it already. So on the 31st, I'm like, okay, here, show up on my Kindle. Where are you? Oh, I need to buy you. Bing, purchased. I call that a work investment, right? So ready to read that. And when am I going to be reading it? I'm going to be reading it as I travel, because I wanted to get this episode up because tomorrow night, I'm going to probably go to bed early. Saturday morning, I'm going to be traveling. Yes, I'm going to be traveling to Florida. You're like, wow, that's awesome. You're going to Disney World. You're going to Universal. You're going to Miami. No, I'm not doing any of those things. Instead, I'm driving my mother-in-law to Naples. I've probably talked about this before. I do this. I said, hey, you want to leave when you want, I'll drive your car down and drive your dog down. I said it like that. I'll drive your car and your dog down if you want to fly down. And she's like, oh, that's great, but oh, you don't want to be alone. Yes, I do. She's like, no, we'll go together. Because she would always drive down every year with my late father-in-law. Or she went once with her cousin. And it was like, I think she likes going at her pace. And I'm easygoing. You take me whenever you want. You want to go? We'll go. You want to stop? We'll stop. So Saturday morning, we'll be driving to Virginia. From there, we'll be driving to North Carolina on Sunday. I'll be putting the football on in the car. And then on Monday, we will be arriving in Naples. I will help her unpack. I'll hang out and help and whatever, and hopefully hang out by the pool and read a book on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, I will be flying back to Boston. Last year I stayed an extra day and it was too long. I was like, I got to get home. I miss my wife. I miss my doggy. So I will be back on Wednesday. And who knows, maybe I'll already have the book finished by then. I've been reading a ton and reading more than watching things, really, this past month. I've been reading scary books more than I've been watching them. And who knows, I like to watch things on the plane, but maybe I'll read on the plane. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to doing that. But here's another thing. The 6th, 4 days from now, is Stranger Things Day. I'm going to be in the car driving, but I am bringing, I bought these little wireless microphones that plug into my phone so I can do recording from, wherever I want. without bringing my like handheld recorder, just this little thing here, plug it into my phone and kind of clip the microphone to me or hold it in front of myself, and I can do quick recordings. So if things work out and we get to Naples at a reasonable time, I'm going to have my laptop, just saying, I'm hoping that I can get to you and do a little recording and kind of talk about whatever happens on the 6th. We saw the poster, we saw a VHS tape, and it says rewind to, another time. Of course, I forget what it said already, but we do know that the Stranger Things Day is coming, and I can't ignore it. I can't say, hey, let's stop driving and give me a few hours to record over here at a rest area by this picnic table. I would love to say that. I would love to do that, but that's not going to happen. So what I'm going to hopefully whatever I'm going to find out, I'll find out while I'm driving. When I stop, I'll check Twitter and Facebook. And then from there, hopefully that Monday night, I'll be exhausted. I will be so tired, but hopefully I'll have the wherewithal to remember to record and get an episode out to talk to the Stranger Friends. That is my hope. Other than that, I just want to say, thank you everybody for listening and subscribing and continuing to send in voicemails. I haven't gone through all the voicemails that you sent in, but don't worry, I will. They're flagged in my email. They will not be deleted. They will not be ignored, and you will hear if you did call in or send your voicemail in. It will be reviewed by the reviewing committee, which is just me, and approved by the approving committee, which is also me. But I wanted to get this episode up very quickly and really talk about this issue. And without any further ado, let's get ready to talk some tales from Hawkins. All right, Stranger Things, Tales from Hawkins. My understanding is these are separate tales, four separate stories. So I thought, instead of waiting for them to be a collection and doing one episode covering all four issues, I thought it would be a good idea to have four episodes, each covering its own issue. And here we are with number one, and I'm going to do something a little different. What you may not know is when I usually cover the comic books, I read through them all, but I've actually already read them. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. I read them, kind of give a quick once over, and then I read them to you, the Stranger Friends. We go through panel by panel, page by page. But I thought this would be kind of fun to experience this for the first time with you guys. So I know nothing going in. Now, I could be, you have to trust me. I could be lying. Maybe I've read it 30 times. Maybe I know it by heart. But you're gonna know, and maybe there's going to be no difference, because you're going to be like, wait, you've read that before and you still... Your reading comprehension is still like this? Ha. Yeah, pretty much. But I am going to go through this page by page, and everything that I'm reacting to is the first time I'm seeing it. So I have no idea where we're going here. But right off the bat, I see a cover, and it shows two guys, I'm going to guess in their 30s or maybe their 40s, and there's no way, but my first thought was, is this Lucas and Dustin in the future? They look like they're going hunting. They're in they're dressed like, one guy has a vest on. They have some beers, they have some guns, and they have some rifles. And one guy is flashing a flashlight directly at us. But the other guy has a hat on that just made me think of Dustin. I would be, there's no way, because if this is, that this would be like in the early 2000s, you know, based on the time difference. So there's no way we're going to Hawkins in the early 2000s. So I'm going to just say that was a dumb thought by me. And let's go to the next page, which is an internal page that just says Tales from Hawkins, Chapter 1. It does give a brief description. It says, on the surface, Hawkins seems like the kind of town where nothing bad could ever happen. But in the fall of 83, it is anything but safe. When two friends head out into the woods, okay, so obviously it's 83. It is, you know, the beginning of Stranger Things. It says, when two friends head out to the woods with their rifles and a six-pack, what could possibly go wrong? The would-be hunters find themselves the prey of a nightmarish beast who has claimed the wilderness around town and everything inside it, including them. And in the background, it does show a Demogorgon. So I don't have a great feeling about those two guys we saw on the cover. We'll see. We'll see where that lands. And to give you just some quick credits, you may have seen it in the art for this episode. This is a script by Jody Hauser, who I know we've covered in other comic books in the past. Art by Chao Philippe, or Chao Felipe. I believe it's Chao or Cao. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. C-A-I-O. Philippe or Felipe. Colors by Dan Jackson, and letters by Nate Picos or Pecos. And the cover that I have is by Mark Aspinall. That's cover A. There's four covers, but the cover that of the issue I have is Mark Aspinall. And they, it looks like, based on what I was updating, a lot of the Dan Jackson, Nate Picos, and Mark Aspinall all worked on the Kamchatka prison book, which was the last, right? Was that the last book club that I did? Yeah, it was. All right, so let's get into this. It shows a panel with a sweeping, overlooking photo. Not photo, it's a comic book. A nice panel of of Hawkins. You just kind of see it from above. Nowadays, you'd call it a drone shot. And it says, Hawkins, a quiet nothing of a town by all appearances. Well, okay. We know that's not the truth. But Hawkins is a town that screams beneath the surface. Now we know that is the truth. And it shows one fella is an African-American dude. He's holding a six-pack. He's got his hunter's kind of gear on. He's got a rifle slung over his shoulder. And he says, thought it was my turn, Dale. We see another guy. He's got his orange vest, a white fella, gray hair, orange hat, nice plaid shirt. I would like to wear that shirt. And he says, I thought it was my turn. It seems like they both brought the six pack, but the more the merrier, it seems like. The panel also has a text box that says, most only ever hear the silence. This is by design. But those who catch a glimpse of the darkness that lurks beneath, they are the unfortunate ones. And it shows the two dudes, what is it, Dale? And not Dale. So the other guy hasn't been named yet. It says, guess we've got plenty to drink then. When you're right, Henry. Oh, there he is, Henry. You're right. Dale and Henry. I'm sure everything's going to be fine for good old Dale and Henry. They say, to good hunting. They clink a couple cans together. Cheers. And now they're having some small talk. He's like, has Val done with her chemo left? This is Dale asking Henry. And you can kind of see a sad look on the other man's face. He says, no, still another week. Been pretty rough on her. And hey, you hear a kid tried to rob Benny's last night? Uh-oh, that sounds familiar. And Dale's like, shit. Excuse my language, but it's in the book. High school kid? He's like, no, little guy. Shaved head. Never seen him before. Little guy with a shaved head. Must not be from around here. Hell of a thing, Dale says. World's changed a lot since we were kids. The good old days. Everybody always says the world's changed a lot. in the good old days. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the truth. And guess what, kids? 30 years from now, you're going to say the same thing. Ah, the good old days when we used to have the cell phones in our pockets or something. I don't know. You'll think of something. There'll be something. And 30 years from now, I'll be 70, blah, blah, blah. And God, I hope I'm still doing this show. Wouldn't that be amazing? So they're like, it's a shame. It's a real shame. They just, you know, that some kid tried to rob Benny's. And as they're walking along in the woods, it says, unbeknownst to the two men, Benny had been dead for several hours now. A world far more changed than they realized. Oh, yeah. I don't even think most of Hawkins knows the world changed much until the end of Stranger Things 4. Then they're like, oh, there's something going on in this creepy town. And all of a sudden, Henry's like, what the? You seeing this? He looks down at something. Oh, he sees blood. Blood. I say blood like that, like I'm a vampire. Or maybe some sort of Eastern European person. I don't know. Bad at accents. I did. That's Kamchatka accent. Leave that in Kamchatka. We're in Hawkins. And, of course, the first thought was hunting. So Dale's like, could be someone else out hunting out here? And Henry's like, I haven't heard any shots. Like, come on. They leave the blood behind, and they keep on walking through the woods. But now, what the hell? Henry says. Ooh, what is that? They say, no person did this. And we see, like, I want to say a, what the hell is this? Oh, it's a bird. It's like a turkey. Oh, it took me a moment to figure out which angle. We're seeing a very bloody, very dead turkey, I think. Turkey vulture, maybe. I mean, it is a pretty graphic panel. Blood. We see an open rib cage. This thing is ripped to shreds. I'm seeing entrails. It's not something you'd put on, like, on a Thanksgiving card you'd send to a family member. I'll put it that way. And okay, I'm sorry. Right when I said Thanksgiving, it is definitely a turkey, because Henry says no person did this, and Dale's like, you haven't seen my brother at Thanksgiving. They're like, could it be a bobcat? Maybe a bear? And they said, it's awfully close to town. And Henry's like, there's a lot of kids who come into these woods. Could be a bad time. Dale says, I know my grandkids disappear out here all day. Come summer. Good thing we're here to hunt, huh? So it seems to me like these two fellas they're not shying away from whatever's out there, and they're thinking, you know, good thing we're out here. We're going to protect the town. We're going to protect the kids by taking out whatever took the turkey out. Something tells me that they're going to be the one gobbling. That didn't make any sense, but I tried to come up with a quick joke. Dale says, we bag this. Maybe then folks will take us a bit more seriously. Okay, so maybe they're seen as laughingstocks or something. Or maybe they're seen as guys who just like to, quote-unquote, hunt, but really go out and just have some beers in the woods. So despite the guns they carried, Henry and Dale rarely spilled blood on these outings. See, it says, despite the guns, they rarely spilled blood on these outings. Now, what this reminds me of is my late father-in-law, rest in peace. He would go hunting for, he was like a deer hunter, and I think he did turkey hunting too. And I'm saying, you know, I saw him hunting from, you know, early to mid-90s for at least close to 20 years. And the amount of, like, winnings or whatever you call it, trophies, whatever you call it, things they'd bring home. Maybe I saw, like, I could fit on one hand, and that would be, you know, if I chopped off three of my fingers. I remember one deer, and I don't think it was him, and one turkey that was him that I had to help him, like, get the turkey ready, which was not something I ever want to do again or ever will do again. Not that he wasn't out there drinking. I don't think he barely drank. So it wasn't like that. These guys were older guys who took this stuff seriously. They wouldn't go out there to drink. But I think they just went out there to hang out, and they'll sit in the woods for 10 hours. And if they don't see anything, well, they had a wonderful, they call that still a wonderful day. These guys, you know, they're going out there they are, I think they're throwing back a few. So that's why it says Henry and Dale rarely spilled blood on these zombies. But I bet they spilled a few brewskis, as the college kids call beers. Brewskis, I think that's what they're called. It had always been part pretense, part ritual for them. See, this is them talking about kind of the idea of hunting. It was more about the hunting than it is the getting the actual hunt. I don't know. I think I'm trying to explain it, but Henry's like, I don't see much tracks this ways. You ain't never been much of a tracker, Henry. And you are, he says. The text says they crack a few brews in the early hours, wander among the trees for a while. But all of a sudden something's happening. Suddenly, the hunt was real for them. And for whatever brutal creature they tracked, they hear a crack. They're looking around. But in all their bravado, you hear that? Yep, now they're standing back to back, both of their guns raised, ready to, you know, strike at whatever's out there. They had failed to consider who was the hunter and who was the prey. Uh-oh, that's not good. They're like, you feel like we're being watched? Yeah, now they're kind of wandering through the woods. It looks like, I guess it's morning, but it looks kind of gray where they are at this point. They're like, screw this shit. See that over there? Good overwatch position. They're not going to wander anymore. They're going to find a spot, and they're going to hang out there. This is what I'm thinking. Okay, maybe not. He says, you keep moving. I'll post up. So Dale tells Henry, you keep moving. I'll post up here. We can lure it out. Yeah, sure. You go. You're the bait. That's what it seems like to me. Oh, my God. The next panel, he says, you want me to be bait? Okay, I'm glad that Henry and I agree on this. I'm not sure that's Dale. And then Dale runs off. All of a sudden, Henry's alone. Shit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Dale just looks off in the woods and he doesn't see anything. Seems like the sun is rising or the sun is already up off in the distance. But right now, he's in this area all by himself. And he says, this better work. He's sitting there holding the gun just like, it doesn't seem like, I wouldn't be thrilled. I don't think I'd run around. I don't think I'd go to the alcove, but I wouldn't be bait. Let's be honest. I wouldn't be in the woods at all. Now, talking about my father-in-law again. Before we got married, before I actually was working, I graduated college. I was looking for, you know, sending resumes out. So I had time on my hands. And one of the things was, hey, you should take the hunter safety course. Well, I took the hunter safety course. I'm talking, this is 99, 98, 90, probably 98. I'm guessing somewhere around there. And I was working part-time sending resumes out, and one night a week, I'd go do this hunter safety course, and then I'd come home and watch wrestling with my brother. I couldn't tell you one thing. I couldn't remember one thing, and I never put it to use. He was like, "Yo, we need the younger guys to help pull the deer out of the woods." I'm like, I've seen like two deer in 20 years, but I was like, "Yeah, of course, I'll do it." Never, ever, you know, actually went hunting with them. I've never fired a gun that's beyond a BB gun, but I just, when I think of hunting, I always think of my father-in-law and his buddies that they used to go with. And thankfully, they would go up to like Maine, they would go up to New Hampshire, but they never went to Hawkins, which is for the best, honestly. So Henry's just standing there. He's on his own. And it says, you know, it says, there is a wisdom that some of the younger residents of Hawkins could have shared in this moment. Don't split the party. Ooh, I love that. I love that. He steps on a stick. It snaps. And even without the warning, Henry could feel the wrongness of this plan twisting in his gut. He looks frightened. He looks absolutely frightened. And unfortunately, his gut was right. We hear a scream off in the distance. Henry drops his gun. He falls to the ground. I think he was just like startled. He's looking ahead. He's like, Dale? Damn it. Now he takes off. He goes after Dale because Dale just kind of ran off, left Henry on his own. He runs up to Dale. He's running around. He's got his gun drawn. He comes across a tree with slashes and blood all over the tree. Oh, I thought this might have been like one of these stories where the hunters get close to something, but they only get scared and everyone comes out of it just fine. But seeing this blood, hearing that scream, I'm getting a little nervous. I'm hoping it's still that. I hope both these gentlemen get home, but I'm getting a little nervous. I have to tell you right now. And so is Henry, because he touches the tree. He's like, no. Dale, he screams, where are you? He's all alone in the woods. And he starts hitting a tree with his rifle. He says, hey, whatever you are, come get me. Okay, this dude is a brave son of a bee. He says, I'm going to send you straight to hell. And then I'm going to get my friend back. But he hears something in the background. And we see a shadow. And we see, it says like, in the background. All we see is a black silhouette. But it's getting closer. And even though Henry has his back turned to what we're seeing, you and I know what this is. We see the mouth, the face. What do I call him? Mouth face? We see mouth face opening. Isn't it crazy when you think of Stranger Things 4 and you think of, you know, all these Demogorgons and how they're such a small part of the true evil that is taking over Hawkins. They're like the pawns. They turn out to be, you know, they just turn out to be a bunch of, you know, there's dog ones, there's tall ones. Sure, they're great weapons. Well, the Russians thought they would be, but isn't it crazy that in this first go around, like, oh my God, that's the monster. That's the evil. And it's like, no, it's not even close. But we see this thing approaching, and I don't have a very good feeling about this. My fingers are crossed. I literally am crossing the fingers of my left hand as I go to the next panel. And it's like, we see the behind. And it's like, I'm doing panel by panel, so I don't even see, but like, it's a thin line of a panel. I'm sure on the page you see everything, but I am very nervous. He's starting to turn around, and oh my God, it's the giant Demogorgon, mouth wide open. He's got its claw pulled back, rearing for a big murderous slash, and Henry's like, what the F? I'm sure he said more than F. It dashed out there. And then the next panel, all we see is quiet in the woods. Just sun shining through. And now, oh my God. Okay, I get it now. One moment, Dale is there. Or Henry's there. The next moment he's not. And the next panel, he's in the woods. But it looks a little different. He's like, what did it? It's the same woods, but it's dark. It's gray. It's decaying. There are things hanging from the trees. My friends, Henry's in the upside down. It says it was a world shaded darker than the one Henry knew. So close and yet somehow so alien. And he's looking around frightened, taking this all in. He could have almost convinced himself it wasn't real, given the time. But time was not a luxury that Henry had. Oh, I see what it's saying. If he had the time, he would have convinced himself it wasn't real. But time wasn't a luxury. He tripped over something. Ah! And he looks over and he sees his rifle. It's like a few feet away from him now. And he goes, oh God, he found it. He found Dale. Dale, oh, Dale looks to be dead. Oh, Dale. His eyes are open. His neck has a slash across it. There's a vine covering his body. His clothes look all ripped up. I think our friend Dale is dead. Dead as a Dale knob. Dead as a door Dale. Dead as a door Dale. Dead as a doorknob. Wait a minute. I was trying to come up with a clever pun and I dailed. Oh, instead of failed. Boom, I nailed it. I dailed it. Oh, I'm back. And see, now this is really, really sad because Dale is lying there dead and Henry just puts his head on his chest, like rests his head and it looks like he's crying and that is awful. But in the background, you hear, you see it and he's like, I'm so sorry. And you hear the noise again of the Demogorgon. And he's like, oh, he says, I'm sorry, because I'm getting the hell out of here. He runs like crazy. And of course, there's old Mouthface, claws out, just, blah, you know, with the big, his whole face is flowered open and he's there to attack. And it says it was at this moment that he finally understood. He had never been the hunter. And so he ran like the prey he was. So it shows Henry kind of cowering back. He turns, he leaves his gun behind and runs. And it seems like old Demogorgon is staying behind with Dale's dead body. And Henry just kept running. And now he looks like he's in downtown. He's like, hello. But he's in downtown. He's in upside downtown. And he doesn't know what the hell's going on. He's like, hello, hello. He's screaming. He's looking in storefronts. He can't figure it out. Is anybody here? Can you hear me? Anybody? And he's freaking out. It says, but this strange, twisted mockery of his hometown offered only silence in reply. It's like he's wandering the streets now. Doesn't know what to do. He had fled from the nightmare woods and its monster before. It seems like he's going back to the woods, but there had been no escape to be found in the shadows shaped like Hawkins. And if it was the woods itself that had brought him here, perhaps the trees also held his deliverance. Oh, I see a little gate. He found a gate in the tree. Remember, there is a gate in the tree that is what Nancy, that's how she went through, right? And that's what it seems like good old Henry's seeing here. And as he's making his way towards it, I guess he's thinking, like, if I saw a fiery red thing in a tree, I don't think my first instance would be to run towards it. But, okay, okay, to each his own. As he's running towards it, we see the silhouette of the Demogorgon's claw. So it isn't far away, and it runs at him. And it tries to get to him, and it does. It reaches him. He runs. He tries to get to him, and then Demogorgon slashes him and smashes him. Now, I see blood. Like maybe, so maybe it just gave him a backhand. Oh, yeah, he's still alive. Ooh, boy. But the Demogorgon's now dragging him away. He's like, no, no. And he sees the gate. Oh, my God, this drawing is amazing. It is our point, his point of view. We're looking through his eyes. It's upside down, of course, but we see his hands in the ground scratching as he's getting pulled away from his the gate, away from his safety, from getting back home. Hell of a thing we see on the next panel. Someone saying hell of a thing, but it looks like we're looking at Henry completely dead, lying there. Damn strange bear, rabid maybe? Wait a minute. So Henry's lying there. He's not dead, but he's kind of out of it. Hell of a thing. It says damn strange bear, rabid maybe. And he's looking up and he sees Dale, but Dale's not quite there. It's almost like he's thinly veiled, like he's fading. Oh, I think Dale's also dead. He says, I don't think I'm going to make it, Henry. He says, he, help. Oh, his belly is sliced wide open. Says, the upside down is a cruel, lonely place. Most who have the poor fortune to die there, die alone. But sometimes fate has a slightly gentler touch. Hello? Are you okay? It's Will. Will Byers, right next to this hunter. He found him. Will, of course, is in the upside down too. He says, Dale, he's hurt bad hunting in the woods. You could see that, like, Henry doesn't have much time left. His belly is just sliced wide open. He says, something grabbed us. It's face. Help, help Dale. I will. So maybe Dale coming to him was saying, I'm alive, but I don't have much time. We'll all get home, Will said. They're the last words the would-be hunter hears. A kind, comforting lie. Oh, that's brutal. But in the dark reaches of the upside down, far from the sunny streets of Hawkins, it's the only kindness you'll find. Oh my God, and that's the end. The final panel is this hunter dead, and Will, like almost sitting vigil, kneeling next to him, just with his head down, sad. Wow, that was a lot darker than I was expecting. I thought this, you know, they would, they would get close to seeing the Demogorgon, but get out of it and no one would believe them. One of those things, you know, like, oh, you don't believe this thing was in the woods. But no. This thing killed both hunters. We already know Benny's dead, so we know the timeline of this. And of course it ends with Will being in the woods. Just seemed, you know, very desperate. Wow. That was great. Now, It's been a while since I did the rewatch. But didn't Nancy come across a hunter in the woods? Right? Am I crazy or did that happen? So if I'm not crazy, and that did happen when she was in the upside down, I'm gonna guess that these were those. Somebody did. It wasn't Will, right? Because we didn't know what was going on with Will. We didn't know where he was. But I feel like Nancy came across a hunter. Maybe that's the story of these hunters. I don't know. I'm the podcaster. I'm the one that should. Oh, this is an exact, you know, reference to this moment. I'm not sure. But I'll tell you one thing. That was very good. It was such a it was an easy, basic story. Two guys hunting, but really they're not the hunter. They're the huntee. Wow. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I'm glad I'm doing these separately. Keep these as their own things. Because look, I mean, I've already talked quite a bit. And we're just talking about one issue. Wow. That was awesome. So I think that's it, my stranger friends. As I've said, you'll be hearing from me again, eating more ice cream. And again, when I finish and when I start the Eddie Munson Flight of Icarus book, I'm excited to get started on that on my trip. And yeah, I think that's it. So hopefully you'll hear from me even before that, if everything goes right with the trip, as I've mentioned already. But if not, fear not, because I will be back. Now listen, you can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality, and the show is on Twitter at Stranger D Pod. You can find me on all the other things, except Blue Sky. I'm still not on Blue Sky, but you can find me on Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, Geek Mentality, Geek Mentality, Geek Mentality. That's the easiest way to get to me. And of course, you can find every episode, the book club, the bonus episodes, every episode covering every episode of Stranger Things over at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. And you can find every other podcast that I do at FansNotExperts.com. Technically, they're the same website, but I just, I bought the StrangerDangerPodcast.com because, you know, I wanted it to be, I want to be cool. I'm doing my best. So that's it. I'm ready to hit the road. And so I have to say one more time, remember, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You can tell I'm rambling now. But remember, very important, because I love reading. You love reading. We all love reading. Reading is fundamental. And you can't spell fundamental without F-U-N. Stay stranger, my friends.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow, rainbow,
a
reading rainbow,
reading rainbow. Fans, not
experts. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.